ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Russian President Putin on Tuesday blaming the West for the war in Ukraine, and while not mentioning President Biden by name, President Biden, in an address from Poland Tuesday, didn't shy away from pointing the blame at Putin.
Standing in Vladimir Putin's backyard, Biden called out the Russian leader by name more than 10 times, declaring Putin underestimated the resolve of the free world.
Autocrats only understand one word, no. No, no. No, you will not take my country. No, you will not take my freedom. No, you will not take my future.
Just hours earlier in his annual address to the Russian people, Putin accused America and its allies of conspiring against his country.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. The Biden administration proposing to deny most asylum cases at the U.S. southern border if migrants don't apply for asylum first in one of the countries they pass through to get to the U.S. This is ABC News. Asian shares are down Wednesday, reacting to the sell-off on Wall Street Tuesday.
The financial markets hate uncertainty, and there is plenty of it to go around lately. And investors panicked on some lackluster earnings and a bleak report on home sales. Matthew Miskin with John Hancock Investment Management.
The market is seeing greater volatility and greater price pressure in fears that the consumer won't be able to weather these higher interest rates.
The Dow fell nearly 700 points on Tuesday. The Nasdaq had its worst day so far this year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Virginia voters on Tuesday electing Democrat Jennifer McClellan to the U.S. House, filling the vacancy left by the death of Representative Donald McEachin in November. McClellan becomes the first black woman to represent Virginia in Congress after defeating Republican Leon Benjamin in a special election for the blue-leaning 4th District. The district covers parts of Richmond down to the border with North Carolina. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Get your Brewers sponsorships, hip!
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS AM 1100 and 97.3 FM is your home for Brewer baseball in Oshkosh and the surrounding area. Tie your business into one of the most popular sports franchises in the state. Become a sponsor of Brewer baseball. Call our sales office at 608-819-8255. That's 608-819-8255. Tell them you want to be on the team.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Fat Tuesday. A lot to talk about today. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, just gave a barn burner of a speech in Poland. Don't know if you caught it, but it was extraordinary. I mean, basically, he's saying the democracies of the world had never been, well, have not, since World War II anyway. I mean, he didn't put it in those terms, but he said, in the modern era, have never been more united. NATO is stronger than it's ever been before. He called out, he even mentioned Russia is using rape as a weapon of war. I mean, he called out the brutality, the barbarity of this terrorist attack, continuous year-long terrorist attack on a sovereign nation that has caused 5 million people to have to flee Ukraine, that has killed at least tens of thousands and perhaps over 100,000 Ukrainians. There are some estimates that just in Mariupol, over 10,000 people were murdered by the Russians. Just breathtaking. And the people of Poland are loving it. Because they've got, a million Ukrainian refugees there, and it's right on their border, and they know what's going on. And now we see that Russia, there's a leak out of the Kremlin, Russia's planning to annex Belarus in the next couple of years. The country just to the north of Ukraine, and we know right now that they're interfering in Moldova, and they're also, trying to hold on to Georgia. So, Vlad is trying to get the band back together. It's amazing. So anyhow, a lot to, that's kind of at the top of the news. A lot, of other things to talk about as well today. Does Fox News merit criminal prosecution for sedition or reckless endangerment? I'm of two minds about this. I'll share that with you. Also, did Kevin McCarthy put party over America by handing January 6th video to Tucker Carlson? This could be extremely problematic, as Benny Thompson, the chair of the January 6th committee, just pointed out. And a crazy alert, America now has a secessionist on the Homeland Security Committee. Does that make us safer? We'll get into that. At the top of the second hour today, our single guest for the day will be Charles Sauer, the conservative or libertarian economist. Why is it the red states have poor credit and poor health? Is it because they have libertarian leadership that doesn't believe in using tax dollars to build infrastructure or a social safety net? We will talk about that. Also, is religion learning from the far right wing that the ends justify the means? I'll explain that in the second hour of the program. And will the Michigan GOP become extinct or just more fascist like Florida? Good question. And I put this to you as well as a question. I'll give you the details. This last weekend they just elected a new wackadoodle as the head of the Michigan GOP. In the third hour of the program, it's costing us peanuts to defend Ukrainian democracy and kick Putin's ass. Is that a good thing? And also, Ron DeSantis and the Republican Party have now officially embraced fascism over democracy, and now you know where DeSantis stands on this issue. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. So to start out with, my op-ed today that I published over at HartmanReport.com, My daily take is titled, "Does Fox News merit criminal prosecution for sedition or reckless endangerment?" And, you know, there's this doctrine in American law that came out of, part of it came out of the New York Times v. Sullivan, but, you know, a lot of it goes back to the 1920s, actually, that the First Amendment is solid, relatively speaking. In other words, you can say pretty much anything unless you are intentionally defaming a person with the intent, with the malicious intent to harm them. Or if you are saying something that is putting the lives of other people in danger and actually, you know, typically and actually produces a consequence. The old, yelling fire in a crowded theater sort of thing. And now we have learned, or at least it is alleged by Dominion Voting Systems, that basically the entire Fox News system, from, you know, Rupert at the very top through his son Lachlan, all the way down through management, to the individual hosts on the air, all agreed that Donald Trump lost the election, that Joe Biden was the legitimately elected president, and then decided to go on a nine-week binge leading up to January 6th, which in for many of the shows continues to this day, of lying about that and claiming that, no, in fact, Democrats stole the election from these wonderful Republicans. Is that something for which they should be criminally prosecuted? After all, five people died that day, and the following day a police officer died of his injury, and two more police officers died in the following week or so from their injuries, according to their families. So this goes beyond just the yelling fire in a crowded theater. This goes to the yelling fire in a crowded theater that leads to the stampede that leads to people getting trampled. Which, in fact, is how one of the people on January 6th died. Well, here's where it gets problematic. Here in the United States, we have had two very shameful episodes in the history of this country where we actively prosecuted, our federal government actively prosecuted news reporters, news publications, and politicians for political speech. You can argue, you know, how reprehensible or not the political speech was at the time. I would say in both cases, it's nowhere near as bad as what's happening right now, but still, political speech. One was Woodrow Wilson during World War I and leading up to World War I got the a revised version of the Alien and Sedition Acts passed. And, he sent Eugene Debs, Bernie Sanders' hero, he sent Eugene Debs off to prison for opposing World War I, among others. Wilson was a Democrat, but I've never been a fan of Woodrow Wilson. He was a racist, he was a bigot, he was... It was weird, actually, you know, when you get right down to it. And he dragged us into World War I. I think, well, whether it was necessary or unnecessary is something that historians are still hashing out. So that was the most recent period of time that we did this. The one before that was John Adams, when John Adams was president. You know, our first president was George Washington. 1787 or 1789, really, until 1796, and then in 1797 or 1796, John Adams was elected president and served a single four-year term, and then Thomas Jefferson came in with the election of 1800 and became president on March 3rd, 1801, for 8 years. And during John Adams' presidency, during the first 2 years of his presidency, his vice president was Thomas Jefferson. Adams was a conservative. He was a member of the Federalist Party. Jefferson was what you might call a progressive in some ways. Obviously, the terms are, you know, had different meaning 240 years later, but Jefferson was the founder of the Democratic Republican Party, today known as the Democratic Party. And Adams was very, very upset with the newspapers calling him out. So upset that he got a law passed in 1798, the beginning of the third year of his administration, that, or the tail end of the second, the aliens, it was a combination of four laws, actually, the Alien Sedition Acts, that then allowed him to put people in prison for speaking out against him. The first one that he arrested, in fact, he arrested it the day that he signed the legislation, but before it had even legally gone into effect, was Ben Franklin's grandson, Benjamin Franklin Bach, and threw him into jail, where he died of yellow fever. Actually, I think he got out and died of yellow fever, but in any case, you know, it's a, he died before he could even have a trial. John Adams shut down some 20 Democratic-Republican newspapers, put over a dozen of their editors and writers in prison. You've heard me tell the story of Luther Baldwin, the guy who, the town drunk of Newark, New Jersey, who made the comment to a Federalist bartender that they were firing the cannons at John Adams, and he didn't mind if they fired him right at him. And Luther ended up in jail for calling the president into disrepute. Or Matthew Lyon, the congressman from Vergennes, Vermont, who John Adams had arrested for alleging that the Federalists only wanted to help rich people, which is pretty amazing because that was pretty much who they were. And even though John Adams wasn't a rich guy himself, he loved hanging out with them and the whole adoration of the public stuff. So, I went through this whole thing in the article, and I encourage you to read it because there's a lot of detail in there that I can't get into in 10 minutes here on the air. But the conclusion that I've come to is that we really need to let the civil processes play out first. Alex Jones's words tortured the families of Sandy Hook, but nobody died as a result of what he said, the deaths that occurred before he said these things. And so he's being sued civilly. And, it may well wipe him out. And that's what Dominion is doing with Fox. They have yet to go after any of the individual hosts, at least to the best of my knowledge. But, they're asking for over $1 billion from Fox. And I'm guessing that if the Dominion lawsuit is successful, that the families of the police officers and many of the other victims of January 6th will then start suing Fox News and Fox hosts, and we'll see where that goes. What got me started on all this was over the weekend, one of the former, Glenn Kirshner, the former federal prosecutor, when he retired from the as a federal prosecutor, he was the head of the homicide division for the D.C. district, and he argued that Fox and their people should actually be criminally investigated and prosecuted. I think it's premature. I'm not ruling it out altogether, but I think it's premature. I think that we need to let the civil process proceed first. Just because once you start putting people in jail, people who are reporters, people who are the press, once you start shutting down press institutions based on criminal law, you are traveling down a very, very dangerous path. Now, I realize I have a dog in this fight, being one of those people in the media, but I think, if anything, that gives me maybe a clearer view of what the stakes are. So, anyhow, we can continue the conversation right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The GOP, by the way, is increasingly embracing Putin and outright fascism. It's really quite remarkable. I'll tell you about that and a couple of other stories right after the break.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You know, the very best way to take a vacation is to take a cruise, because you only unpack once, and yet you visit all these different places, and they have spectacular food and wonderful service. Are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Have you ever even been to New England? It's a really remarkable part of the country. Let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax in your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. So a couple of other things I wanted to share with you before we pick up your phone calls here. First of all, I mentioned I'm increasingly seeing Republicans taking the side of Vladimir Putin, of a dictator and an autocrat. This is from the writing, the summary of right-wing newspapers and websites. The Western Journal, the headline, "There's something strange in the video of Biden and Zelensky walking through Kyiv." This is how cynical and weird these people are. They write, "The sound of distant gunfire can be heard in the background, as well as the blaring of an air raid siren. Had this been a real air raid, the Secret Service would have immediately taken Biden off to a shelter. Does this suggest that the sound of the air raid and even the sound of gunfire may have been staged?" Yes. No, come on, guys. Conservative view from New Hampshire. "Kyiv, yes. East Palestine, no way." This right-winger, Ray Cardella. "Watching the breaking news on Monday morning of President Biden in Kyiv, I was not proud of him, but angered at Biden's twisted priorities." Yes, defending democracy is a twisted priority if you're a Putin suck-up. Absolutely. Over at the D.C. Inquirer, "America first or American last? As Trump heads to Ohio, Biden goes to Ukraine." Right. Trump was the guy who deregulated the railroads that caused the crash. InfoWars, "East Palestine mayor blasts Biden for giving millions to Ukraine." Well, of course, this was Jesse Waters' show on Fox, so-called news. Ohio Mayor Trent, Palestine, Ohio Mayor Trent Conway said that Biden's Ukraine trip is the biggest slap in the face. They're giving millions of dollars to people away over there and not to us. Right. Actually, an enormous amount of money is going into East Palestine and more to come. But in fact, the EPA just ordered Southern Pacific, the railroad, to they've taken over. The railroad was, quote, voluntarily cleaning up and doing the usual crappy job that polluters do when they are, supposed to clean up when they're voluntarily cleaning up their own pollution. And the EPA came in and said, nope, you're going to do this right. Meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy has given Tucker Carlson 41,000 hours of Capitol surveillance video from the January 6th riot, according to Axios. Benny Thompson, the head of the January 6th committee, says it's hard to overstate the potential security risks if this material were to be used irresponsibly. He said, if he has given this to Tucker Carlson, a Fox host who routinely spreads misinformation and Putin's poisonous propaganda, he owes the American people an explanation as to why he has done so. Amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Carlson, as I mentioned earlier, has accused the Select Committee of lying, and in fact, two people at Fox resigned when he ran his Patriot Purge documentary. Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so Louise and I sleep great in any weather. And we're not alone. Like this 5-star review from Laura, quote, "My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors." Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets, available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. The reason I love this bedding, and you will too. CozyEarth.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-50.
The Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Russian President Putin on Tuesday blaming the West for the war in Ukraine, and while not mentioning President Biden by name, President Biden, in an address from Poland Tuesday, didn't shy away from pointing the blame at Putin.
Standing in Vladimir Putin's backyard, Biden called out the Russian leader by name more than 10 times, declaring Putin underestimated the resolve of the free world.
Autocrats only understand one word, no, no, no. No, you will not take my country. No, you will not take my freedom. No, you will not take my future.
Just hours earlier in his annual address to the Russian people, Putin accused America and its allies of conspiring against his country.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. The Biden administration proposing to deny most asylum cases at the U.S. southern border if migrants don't apply for asylum first in one of the countries they pass through to get to the U.S. This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit AsiaRetirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. And welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for secession. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. What I didn't include yesterday, and I didn't realize it, is that she's on the Homeland Security Committee, and she's now calling for red states to secede from the United States. This is very bizarre. I mean, Joe Scarborough called it out this morning, pointing out that if the red states remove themselves from the United States, they wouldn't be able to exist. The blue states pay for the red states. Right? I mean, you know, we here in Oregon are paying for Idaho. Right? It's, you know, New York pays for Florida. It's, Florida may not be quite the basket case of most of the other red states, but you get my point. Kentucky gets $3 for every $1 it sends to Washington, D.C. Most blue states get like 60, 70 cents for every dollar they send because most of the money is going back to the red states. So how's this going to work? I just don't think it's going to work at all. So anyhow, picking up your calls on, you know, whatever's on your mind today here. Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, this morning, Tom, we're going to challenge Black American myths. This is Black History Month, okay? So we're going to go ahead and deal with something.
Okay.
If you think that the January 6th shocked everybody, the images of folks storming the people's house, but here's what I need you to do. There's a young lady by the name of Abby Steiner. She's a track star from Kentucky. She runs the 220, the 100, and the 440. Now, Tom, you got to see this white girl smoke these black girls from Jamaica, United States, France, United Kingdom, Belgium. You've got to see it, not hear about it. And go to YouTube. Her name is Abby Steiner. And the next time somebody tell you the white man can't jump, tell them to go look at the NBA this past week, and they had an all-star game. Well, that's what they say. They had an NBA All-Star game. They had a skills competition on Saturday. There was a guy named Mack McClung. The rim is 10 feet now, Tom. The basketball is 10 feet. This guy won the slam dunk contest. He not only won the slam dunk contest, let me tell you something, Tom. Everybody know about a 360 slam dunk. That's a, you know, complete circle. A guy by the name of Carter brought that in, Vince Carter. This brother here, he did a 540. We didn't know what that was, a 540. When the guy jumped so high, his head was 3 inches from the rim.
Wow.
I mean, so after watching this guy and after watching Amy Steiner, I'm going to tell you something now. What else do we need to reevaluate that we've been taught, you know?
Yeah.
You got to see these guys do it. It's just incredible stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to tell you a little something. Go ahead and check that out, and I'll give it to you. Oh, wait a minute. I'll already tell you, white men can't jump. Don't believe it. Talk to you later.
All righty. Thank you, Morris. Good talking to you. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Well, what's on my mind is the protest in favor of Russia that happened in D.C. over the weekend. Did you see that, Tom?
What, 50 or 60 people who showed up? The Proud Boys?
Well, a couple of hundred. I'd say a few hundred. And
yeah, I saw the footage on Rachel's show last night.
Okay, yeah, so you did see that. It was quite hilarious. The guy with the communist, with the old Soviet Union flag, though,
right.
I would have to say he's probably an extremist leftist, not one of the fascists there,
yeah.
But a Bolshevik.
Well, this is where the far right meets the far left, you know. I've always objected to the term far left because, you know, people like me have always been characterized by people like Rush Limbaugh as the far left. And I've been saying all along, no, the perspectives that I am standing for, and the Bernie Sanders stands for, and you know the so-called far left, you know, the Squad stands for, are basically the things that the majority of Americans want. There are some lefties who don't believe in democracy. I'm not sure I'd call them lefties. I would say that they're people who want a social welfare state in a semi-fascist country. And they, you know, they tend to be the ones who call into this program to support Vladimir Putin. But
here's another part of that too. Sanders was on NPR this morning, and he was on, I guess, what, Face the Nation yesterday, and he was espousing exactly what you were talking about, Tom, that, you know, he said there's nothing wrong with entrepreneurship and people having great ideas and starting businesses. That's great. But the problem is, and he mentioned it. He didn't use the word monopoly, unfortunately, but I think he used another term that, conglomeration
oligopoly.
Or, pretty much
yeah,
that. You have this concentration.
Yeah.
Concentration of just a few large companies in an industry, controlling that industry. When you don't have enough competitors, what are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with low wages. You're going to end up with high prices. When you have a lot of competitors, they have to compete.
Yeah.
You know, they have to put out a better product. They have to give a better wage to attract employees to work for them. So that the problem with capitalism, from what I see, is that it's just not regulated enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up with things like Palestine. And I'm sure Biden's going to go there sooner or later,
by the way. Yeah, once they've got the situation under control. No, I agree. And you know, and this is the conversation that I had yesterday. I'm forgetting who it was. It was Naomi Oreskes. About how can you have a so-called free market when marketplaces require rules. It's like saying you're going to have free football, no rules. It makes mm-hmm. no sense. It's BS from the beginning. And I'm with you. We need well-regulated capitalism. Dennis, thank you. Jenny in Sacramento. Hey, Jenny, what's up? What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. So I was watching one of your older podcasts from a while back, and in it you reference a speech that President Truman gave back in, I believe, 1952 at the Jefferson-Jackson Day dinner.
Refresh my memory. Is it the one where he said Republicans have been, lying and they always will? Was that the magic phrase?
Yes. Yes, so he was speaking on Republican strategy mm-hmm. from the 30s through the, at the time back then when it was current, 1952, and an excerpt from this speech, if I might, he said, this is the kind of dinosaur school of Republican strategy. They want to go back to prehistoric times. Republicans of this school say, let's stop beating about the bush and let's say what we really believe. Let's say we're against Social Security and we're against the labor unions and good wages, and we're opposed to price supports for farmers, that we're against the government doing anything for anybody except big business.
Yeah.
Now, after reading this speech, immediately my mind went to the parallels between the Republican Party of the 30s, 40s, and 50s and the Republican Party of today. Now, later on in that speech, he goes on to mention a strategy they use that he refers to as black is white and white is black.
Yep. I've got two real short clips of his here. I'm not sure if these are the ones, but here's one.
These benefits have been spread to all the people because it's the business of the Democratic Party to see that the people get a fair share of these things.
Okay, that wasn't it. But let's see if this one is it.
The people know the Democratic Party is the people's party, and the Republican Party is the party of special interest, and it always has been and always will be.
There we go. That's the one I was looking for. Back to you.
Yeah, so I was interested to hear your opinion on how Biden could maybe refresh this same messaging
mm-hmm.
and relate to the Republican voters in a way that kind of might not change their mind, but at least get them asking questions, because that's the first step to actually changing your point of view and your mindset, is questioning your mindset in the first place.
Yeah,
and with many Republican friends. And I would like to get them asking questions, but I found that it's hard to do that. But when I take it to a historical perspective, they tend to pay more attention. And I wonder why that is. What do you...
Well, I think what history does is it establishes credibility, for claims that you make. If you if you say, you know, I've got an idea about something, but here's how it worked in the past, and here's what happened in the past. You know, it provides a context. It also provides a story. We are, you know, human beings are story machines. We understand the world through our stories. We pass on culture through stories. You know, the story of the little boy who cried wolf, or the emperor's new clothes, or, you know, the three bears, or whatever. I mean, all of these stories are really morality tales. They're ways that we transmit culture. They're ways that we transmit our standards and our values and our history. And so, you know, I think that's why history is so powerful. That's why I love to write about history. I try to work history into most of the stuff that I do. That's why I was talking about John Adams this morning. so I'm with you, Jenny, and I think that it's high time that the Democrats started not only branding themselves but also branding the Republicans, because the Republicans are very aggressively trying to brand the Democrats, and with mm-hmm. some considerable success, by the way. So, Jenny, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Excellent points, all. I appreciate it. It's 44 minutes past. Well, it's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a second. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. We'll be right back with your calls. And welcome back. Jerry and...
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court, and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream, and next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. A rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you and Justice in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Justice, what's on your mind today? Justice, listen on Sirius XM.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello.
One last try. Justice, you going to speak?
Hello?
Okay, we're going to try something else here. Diane in Chicago. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, it's so nice to talk to you. All right, you were talking about all that footage that was released to Tucker Carlson on Fox, what, 4,100 hours or something?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to cite my source. Stephanie Miller was really talking about this today. Do you realize the camera angles that they got, that Tucker Carlson now has, that Fox now has exclusively inside the Capitol? They've got the floor plans, the layouts, the camera angles. They've got every single camera angle.
So future seditionists know exactly what to do now. Or could,
right. Yeah. This is what she was talking about. They knew exactly where Pence was hiding, the vice president of the United States, when they were trying to assassinate him. Yep. They now have the camera angle of the footage of where he was. They now have the camera angle footage of where the senators and the congressmen were hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how dangerous this is?
Yeah.
And Fox has exclusive, you know, and. Just as a footnote.
This is McCarthy putting party above the country. I'm sorry, Diane. Finish your thought.
All right. Tucker Carlson has a, and this is a real joke, but it's true. How about Tuckio Rose?
Hmm.
Get it?
I like it. Yeah, I get it. Tuckio Rose.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. So,
you have to be of a certain age to understand it, but yes.
Yeah, so really put it out there that Fox has exclusive of all camera angles and the floor plans of the inside of the Capitol and where the safe havens are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how dangerous this is?
Yeah, no, I absolutely do. And I'm, you know, I mean, keep in mind, Tucker Carlson produced a documentary that, an hour-long documentary that played on Fox News, arguing that basically January 6th was, you know, just another day in the park, and it was so offensive, and it was so filled with it was so skewed, so heavily skewed toward the insurrectionists that two Fox reporters resigned in protest. You know, it's just like, this is, you know, pro-Trump, pro-Putin propaganda. It's just, it's a grim,
it's
grim situation.
And it's scary.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, and one last thought. I just bought a very expensive book. It's called Insurrection, Photography by Nate Gowdy, Introduction by Michael Rohn. It's taken from a photojournalist perspective of
the Insurrection. I've seen that. The coffee table book, yes. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
She was on this program.
Scary.
That's how I saw the book.
Yeah, and that's how I found out about the book, and yeah. I just wanted to put that out there again, because we need to be thinking about this.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, it's, okay.
Diane, I got to move along. Thank you for the call and all your various comments. And Luigi in Pensacola, Florida. Hey, Luigi. Thanks for listening to Sirius XM.
Hey, Tom. Hey, thank you for taking my call. Yesterday, I put out a two-page Facebook page. I didn't think I'd get a lot of back because it's a long read. My God, my Facebook page exploded this morning. And here's partly what I wrote. Instead of calling Fox News an entertainment, I will call Fox News is nothing more than an entertainment propaganda criminal enterprise. To begin with, let's start with what a judge said about Fox Star Shill. Yep, that would be Tucker Carlson, better known in many circles as Tuckums. When Tucker Carlson was sued for slander in 2020 by Karen McDougal, here is what Fox's lawyers claimed. Fox lawyers argued Carlson's opinion show should not be taken for news. They argued that Fox's programming is entertainment, not news. They also argue that his comments cannot be reasonably interpreted as facts. And here comes the judge. These are a few excerpts from Judge Mary Kay Viscoli, I can't pronounce her last name, of the Southern District of New York, in her opinion of the case. Quote, given Mr. Carlson's reputation, any reasonable viewer arrives with an appropriate amount of skepticism about the statement he makes. This overheated rhetoric is precisely the kind of pitched commentary that one expects when tuning in to talk shows like the Tucker Carlson Tonight. Yeah. The court concludes that the statements are rhetorical, hyperbole, and opinion commentary. Even though Fox won their case, and it was based on, and I go further down, I point out to people the Sullivan versus Times case, mm-hmm, right. And that's what happened there. And I wrote it in this Facebook page, and then I used a whole bunch of headlines with the dates and the people who wrote the headlines about what happened when all this news came out with Fox. I was surprised. My Facebook page was going crazy this morning, and I loved it.
Well, that's great. That's great, and that's what we all need to be doing. Is whatever venues are available to us. I was. I'm a ham radio operator, and I was tuning around last night while I was doing something else, and suddenly I'm listening in on this conversation between a guy in Montana and a guy in South Dakota about how Zelensky didn't even bother to put on a tie to meet our president, and Biden just went over to give him money, and he doesn't want to go to Palatine. And it was like right out of Fox News, and I so wanted to jump into this conversation. I couldn't at the time because I just got a new radio and I don't have a microphone for it. It's coming on Wednesday. I want to jump in and go, are you guys seriously, broadcasting Russian propaganda on 40 meters here? I mean, it's like, really? It was pathetic, really. It was just pathetic.
It is pathetic. And it's just, some of the headlines that I wrote about, they were talking about the Fox people. They were laughing at Powell, Giuliani. They were making fun of them. Yeah. All of these headlines and all the stories. It's pathetic. And they knew the whole bloody time that they were lying.
Yep.
Because their audience, and I think you said this, their audience and their viewers led them instead of them leading their viewers and audience because of Newsweek.
It becomes a dog chasing its tail. It's a chicken and egg. It's hard to tell what begins where and what ends where. But it has become kind of a doom loop, a feedback loop that is spiraling democracy right down the drain in America. And
amen.
Very, very
amen,
dangerous
my
thing.
Friend.
Yeah, Luigi, thank you. Keep up the good work there on social media.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. We'll be back. Charles Sauer is going to drop by and try to explain to us why libertarian economics has such good outcome that red states are doing so well, I guess. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions questions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.